From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Not so fast. U.S. President Barack Obama is sounding a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks.
But we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened. If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire.
President Obama spoke Wednesday at the White House with visiting Jordanian King Abdullah. Businessman Donald Trump has won another state in his bid to become the Republican nominee for president. Trump had a decisive victory Tuesday in the Nevada caucuses. The Taliban says it is unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Afghan government. The militants say talks will not succeed until foreign forces are completely withdrawn from the country and Islamic law is enforced there. A four-nation group working for Afghan peace has invited the Taliban and other rebel groups to participate in direct talks with the government. Talks are expected to take place in Pakistan by the first week in March. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou maintaining his lead. Niger's Electoral Commission said Wednesday that Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second. He has 22%, followed by Seni Umaru with 14%. The results include ballots from 82 of the country's 308 districts. On Tuesday, a coalition of opposition parties rejected official tallies. This is VOA News. Syria and North Korea will come under close scrutiny for rights violations by the 47-member Human Rights Council during its upcoming four-week session, which begins Monday in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 47-member UN Human Rights Council will discuss the records of more than 40 countries. It will examine current developments in Burundi following last year's special session on that country's deteriorating situation. The council also will discuss more than 40 reports on universal themes, including torture, summary executions, forced disappearances, religious freedom, and countering terrorism. Among them, a report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria to be submitted on March 15th. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
European Council President Donald Tusk says he thinks a decision by Britain to leave the EU would be bad for Europe.
The European Union will respect the decision of the British people. If the majority votes to leave, that is what will happen. It will change Europe forever. And it will be a change for the worse.
Tusk told the European Parliament in Brussels that there would be no second chance if Britons voted to exit the Union. Hungary's Prime Minister has called for a national referendum on the European Union's mandatory quotas for migrants and refugees. Speaking in Parliament Wednesday, Viktor Orbán reiterated that Brussels has no right to redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity, adding that introducing resettlement quotas without voter approval is an abuse of power. A court in the German city of Cologne has given a suspended jail term to a Moroccan man convicted of trying to steal a mobile phone from a woman on New Year's Eve, a night when numerous sexual assaults were reported and blamed on immigrants. In Wednesday's proceedings, the court gave a six-month suspended jail term to the 23-year-old man, who was also ordered to pay a $110 fine. A U.S. federal judge ruled Tuesday that aides to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton can be questioned under oath in connection with a lawsuit over the release of emails from a private server she used while in office. The group Judicial Watch said in court filings it wants to question top Clinton aide Huma Abedin, as well as several senior State Department officials. U.S. President Barack Obama says his Supreme Court nominee will be someone who grasps the way in which the court's rulings affect the daily lives of Americans. Writing Wednesday on the internet site SCOTUS blog, Mr. Obama gave no hint of when he plans to announce his choice to fill the vacancy left by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.